Willy the Wisp. Once upon a time, there was a small boy called Jacko. He lived with his mother and a cat called Crumpet in a little cottage near the marshes. Every day, on his way home from school, Jacko saw a light shining far away across the marsh. He wondered what it could be. One evening, he asked his mother what it was. She looked very worried. "That light belongs to Willy the Wisp," she said. "You must never follow that light. If you follow his magic candle, you will lose your way in the marshes and never be seen again." One night, Jacko decided to hunt for Willy the Wisp. He went to bed early. He waited until the moon was shining and his mother was asleep. He crept out of bed and put on his woolly dressing gown and his boots. Then he climbed out of his bedroom window and down an old tree. He tiptoed away from the cottage. Then he ran down the muddy lane to the marshes. "Go back, or Willy the Wisp will get you," croaked a frog, as Jacko went by. Jacko looked at the frog. "Oh, I'll be all right," he said. He ran on towards the light in the marsh. Soon Jacko came to a dead tree. An owl was sitting on it. "Please go back," called the owl. But Jacko just ran on faster and faster. "If Willy the Wisp does catch you," the owl hooted, "grab his candle and blow it out. That will break his spell and set you free." Jacko splashed through the pools of muddy water. The light from Willy the Wisp was leading him deeper and deeper into the dangerous marsh. Soon the water was up to Jacko's tummy. He struggled on. At last, Willy the Wisp's light seemed to be coming closer. Suddenly the light stopped moving. Willy the Wisp turned round. "Now you are stuck in the marsh," he whispered. "You will never escape." Jacko was very frightened. He tried to get free, but his feet were stuck in the mud. Willy the Wisp watched him struggling and laughed. Jacko thought of the wise old owl. He grabbed Willy the Wisp's candle. The flame went out. Willy the Wisp fell into the water with a big splash. At once the spell was broken. Jacko was free. He scrambled out of the muddy water and ran off as fast as he could, still holding the candle. "Thank you for saving my life," he called to the owl in the tree. "Goodbye. I promise I will never come to the marshes again." "I wish I had listened to you," Jacko said to the frog. "You were right about Willy the Wisp." He ran all the way back to the cottage. He scrambled up to the tree outside his bedroom window. Then he climbed in as quietly as he could. Soon he was safely asleep in bed. When Jacko woke up in the morning, he thought he must have dreamt about Willy the Wisp. But when he saw the candle, he knew it had really happened.